Champion Kerry Phillips has won cash and prizes totaling $7,723. This week, players will win this sailboat, a diamond ring, a stereo, and a trip to the Bahamas, and continue a journey towards a fortune in cash and prizes, including a Mustang convertible and $50,000 in cash. In total, over $100,000 on Sail of the Century. And now, here's the star of the show, Jim Perry.
Hello there. Thank you. Thank you very much. Happy to have you with us. Good to have you with us for Sail of the Century. I hope you survived all the football games and the parades. Delighted to have you back, and we're delighted to welcome back our champion. This is Kerry Phillips. Hello, Kerry.
Hi, Jim.
Good to see you. Doing very well.
Yes.
Topped off a lovely win with a trip to New York. You haven't had a chance to get out there yet, have you?
Like everybody else, I lived there for a while.
Yeah. Oh, well, it should be nice to get back. Good
sure
to have
will.
You here again. If you win today, you play the winner's big money game for $6,000. So good luck, Kerry.
Thank you.
And here to introduce the challengers, Summer Bartholomew. Hello there, Summer.
Hi.
Did you watch all the football games?
No.
I didn't think so.
Sorry about that. She has a mechanical touch, originally from Saunderstown, Rhode Island. Let's welcome Victoria Clare.
Hello, Victoria.
And he likes to be in control from Sherman Oaks, California. Here's Richard Booth.
Hello there, Richard. You're part of my wife. Stay out of the living room. I said, see you later with some bargains. And let's get acquainted. Richard, you like to be in control.
That's right, Jim. I fly large radio-controlled airplanes as a hobby, and it was becoming more and more expensive, especially when you stuff one. So I searched around, and I racked my brain, and I finally figured out a way to make it pay.
Oh, yes? You're in the business now with it and all?
Radio-controlled movie stunt models.
Oh, good. Well, it sounds very interesting. Nice to have you here. Victoria, you have a mechanical touch.
That's right, Jim. First, I learned how to race dirt bikes. Then I had to learn how to fix them when I crashed them. Now I just fix my car.
So you do your own fixing?
That's right.
Oh,
that's
could you stop over and help Richard out a little bit there, Victoria?
Maybe.
Good to have you.
Maybe. Promises.
Good to have you all here. And the winner of today's match gets a beautiful stereo worth $2,300. That goes to the winner. So, $20 starts you all off, and we'll get into the match with this. Dudley Moore and Kirk Cameron teamed up for the 1987 film comedy, Kerry?
Like Father, Like Son.
That's the film. $5 on the plus side for Kerry for the correct answer. If your birthday falls on February 29th, then you were born during what type of year? Richard?
Leap year.
That's what it is, and Richard gets his first five. When you're obsessed with an idea, you're said to have what kind of insect in your bonnet? Kerry?
A bee.
Just beating Richard to the buzzer. A bee it is, and Kerry back on the lead. How many senators are elected from each U.S. state, Richard?
Two.
Two is right. Gentlemen going back and forth. Come on, Victoria. Keep up with them. What citrus fruit is often used to describe a defective auto? Victoria.
A lemon.
And you can probably fix it. That's right. There you go. And Victoria gets five. Well, that's nice. All three players on the plus side. Time for an instant bargain. Normally, the player in the lead could buy bargain merchandise. But, gentlemen, we have a tie. Kerry and Richard, only one of you can have this. When you hear the low Sale of the Century price, it's your buzzer for one of you. This is yours.
Richard and Kerry, bring home some luxury to your bath with these elegant extras. A sumptuous Turkish towel and bathrobe awaits on this heated towel rack. You may enjoy an at-home facial sauna, and there's even an electric toothbrush. Yours with a gift certificate from Hammacher Schlemmer. It's normally priced at $500, but today on Sale of the Century, the yours for only $5.
Just $5, the value of a question. I thought they might jump. Now, these are some lovely items as an example, but $500 to spend on Hammacher Schlemmer, I think, would be a ball,
just
gentlemen.
Beautiful.
Cost you five. Well, let's start the new year off with a blaze of glory. You got the $500 gift certificate. How about if I give you $100 in cash? $200 in cash. Go. Kerry will buy. $500 gift certificate, $200 in cash. $700 bargain, and all it costs you is $5. We'll knock it off. Richard's got the lead, but I think you made a great buy. Now grown and married, this former star of Little House on the Prairies is expecting her own little kid next spring. She's Rob Lowe's ex-flame, Melissa... Kerry?
Gilbert.
Gilbert is right, and you're back into that tie. In which U.S. state could you visit the Harry Truman Library in Independence? Richard?
Missouri.
Missouri it is, and Richard back into the lead. The town of Zanesville, Ohio was the home of this dentist-turned-author. Richard?
Zane Grey.
That's right, Zane Grey. Zanesville, Ohio, and Richard gets another 5 to 40. Well, there's the signal to sign for the Fame Game now, and as we play for control of that Fame Game board with a lot of good things up there, we're looking for the identity of a famous person. I am a singer and actress who made my movie debut at age 2 1/2, went on to win 2 Tony Awards, an Oscar, and an Emmy. I was born in Los Angeles in 1946 to a famous performer and her director husband. At age 7, I danced at the Palace Theater in New York. I won Tonys for Flora the Red Menace, The Act, an Oscar for Cabaret. Victoria.
Liza Minnelli.
Liza Minnelli's right for control of the board, yes. $10 money card and where,
huh? It's in number 7.
Well, we locked those flashing lights into your buzzer there, Victoria, so it's in your hands. Good luck.
$10 money card now.
Right up the middle, number 5, and she gets...
Mystery money or try again.
Well, Victoria, you are trailing by $15. If you're confident you could catch up, you could take some cash. We don't know how much. Or we can start the lights flashing again.
Well, Jim, I think I'm going to take the mystery money.
Going to take the money. Yes, says the audience, and she gets... $700 in cash. Well done. That's yours to keep. Goes right into your pocket. Yes, when we talked about making the debut at 2 1/2, remember that she was the baby that Judy Garland held in Meet Me in St. Louis. We will be right back after this commercial timeout. Before we get back to the match, Willard Scott always mentions people, older people on the Today Show, but frankly, today we are singularly honored. We have a very old person in the audience today. Our producer, Bert Wheeler, turns 40 today. Bert, happy birthday. Now let's get back to the match. Richard reporting. What's that, Richard?
If that's old, I'm in real trouble.
Aren't we all? Yeah. Richard at 40, Carrie at 30, and Victoria at 25. Traditionally, what Italian dish is tossed by hand before it's baked? Carrie?
Spaghetti.
No, baked and cut into slices? Pizza.
Pizza, of course.
Pizza.
Of course. Of course.
Cost you 5. You and Victoria in a tie for second. Richard with a $15 lead. Sledgehammer was one of the big hit songs for rock singer Victoria.
Peter Gabriel.
Yes, well done. And Victoria goes to second place. In the spring, you're likely to see these fuzzy creatures, sometimes called woolly bears, before they turn into...
caterpillars.
Before they turn into butterflies. You're right. Kathy, I'm back in it. Tied with Victoria for second. 3 types of this green flowerless plant are the Boston maidenhair... Carrie?
Ferns.
Ferns are what they have in common. And Carrie has second place at 35. So with an instant bargain, Richard, you have the lead all to yourself. Richard, your first visit with us. I think we've got something you might be interested in.
Richard, dreaming of a romantic getaway? Awake to this beautiful Napa Valley. A beautiful bed and breakfast inn. We'll fly you and a friend from Los Angeles for 4 relaxing days at the beautiful Beasley House in the picturesque Napa Valley. A 1902 Colonial Revival mansion, long on charm and hospitality. Furnished by Beasley House. It's normally priced at $1,715. But today on sale of the century, just for only $11.
Well, Richard, I understand. Very lovely place, the Beasley House in Napa Valley.
I am always thinking of a romantic getaway.
I would think so. $1,715 romantic getaway.
In fact, that's been my downfall too many times.
Well, let's see you do it again. I'll let you do it for $5,
he
Richard.
He is way too tough, Jim.
$5 going once.
No.
Going twice.
He's too tough. No.
No sale for $5. Wow. All right, he wanted to hang on to the lead. It's a slender win. It's always your decision.
Yeah, he's real tough.
Well, let's see how we do with this. She's suing Disney Studios in a royalty dispute over the animated tale Lady and the Tramp. Victoria?
Peggy Lee.
That's right, Peggy Lee. She did the voices, and you go to 35. Very close. 1 question separating the players. Right across the Potomac from Washington, you'll find this National Cemetery of Virginia. Carrie?
Arlington.
Arlington is right. And again, Richard and Carrie in that tie. What devastating type of explosion is followed by radioactive fallout? Carrie?
A nuclear explosion.
That's what it is, and the champion goes into the lead. Spoken by over 250 million people as their native language, this language is surpassed in usage only by Chinese. Carrie?
English.
English, that's right. Second only to the Chinese in the world. And Carrie goes to 50, yes. Speaking of the English language, Dorothy Parker once claimed, we were talking romantic with Richard, she said the 2 most beautiful words in the English language are check and closed. We'll be right back.
Hey,
And back to a good close match. Champion now has the lead, I think, for the first time today. Kerry looking for second win at 50, Richard at 40, Victoria at 35. And as $15 separate the players, a $15 money card goes up on the board as we go back to the fame game. This is a famous thing. I am a tall, dark, and not so handsome star of a classic film made in 1933. My co-stars include Bruce Cabot, Robert Armstrong, and the beautiful blonde I fell for. Kerry.
King Kong.
I love that. The beautiful blonde I fell for. Yes, that's right. King Kong it is. You're for control of the board. $15 money guard wears.
Number 8.
When we lock the plastic lights in, you can add to that lead. Good luck,
yes.
Kerry.
$15 money card. Now.
No, that's a number 3, and he gets
$500.
Since he's doing his Joey Zuzu imitation, so we say we lied, he's not going to get the money? Yeah, no, you get $500. Congratulations. In 1970, Gerald Ford made an unsuccessful attempt to impeach Supreme Court Justice William O. Who? Richard.
Douglas.
Douglas is right, and Richard at 45. The people of the Scandinavian nation introduced the log cabin to America, building Victoria.
Sweden.
Building them like their summer homes near Stockholm. In 1630s, that's when the log house came from Sweden. Well, solved, Victoria. You have another 5. A new book about the Kennedy assassination suggests that Lee Harvey Oswald's real target was Texas Governor John... Richard.
Connolly.
Connolly is right. And Richard and Terry. Terry back into that tie with the instant cash. Gentlemen, yeah. Now, we couldn't get Richard to buy before, but how about with money? 2 boxes have $100 bills. 1 today is worth, we're starting over, $1,000. I'd like one of you to have a chance at it, gentlemen.
Sorry, you go ahead.
You're in a tie. How about $10?
Oh,
$10,
Jim,
maybe
I just
$1,000?
Don't think so. No.
Oh.
I think you need it, Terry. You need
it.
No.
How about $5?
Yeah. $5. Oh, go. Jim.
$2. Going. Terry, we'll try. Question, just $2. We'll knock it off now. Kerry, is it going to be $1,000 for 2 bucks?
Well, I'm going to say box number 1.
Number 1?
Yeah, that's Kerry, what I'm going to say.
Don't sound too confident, but let's, maybe
Thanks,
he's right.
Guys.
It's $1,000 if he is.
Oh, boy.
Good luck, Kerry.
Get it.
Oh, $100. Oh. Yay.
There goes Joey Zuzu again. It was in number 2. Yay! And it goes to 2,000 on the next show. Back with these nice folks right after this commercial time.
One of our Sale of the Century contestants could win this sporty Mustang GT convertible. A lively V8 engine featuring a power retractable top, air conditioning, and AM/FM stereo cassette. Furnished by Walker Burgie Ford. This prize is worth $21,080. And now, back to Sale of the Century.
Very nice. Back to a very close game. Challenger Richard in the lead at 50. Kerry less than a question behind at 48. And Victoria just 2 questions behind at 40. What religion do you practice if you follow the teachings of a sacred book called the Quran? Kerry.
Judaism.
No. Islam or Muslim, and you lose 5. In the past 25 years, the album that stayed the longest in the top 10 is the soundtrack from this 1965... Kerry?
I don't know.
This 1965 movie about the Von Trapp family. 109 weeks, The Sound of Music. Incidentally, followed by Bruce Springsteen, born in the USA, 84 weeks in the top 10. Champion loses another 5. Starting in November 1979, a group of Americans was held hostage in this oil-rich country. Victoria.
Iran.
Iran is right, and Victoria, 45. Well, with all 3 money cards up on the board, this is a big fame game, and we're looking for the identity of a famous person. I am a statesman who was born in Kentucky in 1808. My father was a veteran of the Revolutionary War, and I followed in his footsteps when I graduated from West Point in 1828. I married the daughter of Zachary Taylor. I was a U.S. congressman, a senator, and the Secretary of War. But when the southern states seceded, I hoped to be named leader of the Army of the Confederacy. Instead, I was chosen Kerry?
Jefferson Davis.
President of the Confederate States is indeed Jefferson Davis for control of the board. $25 money card where, son?
Kerry number 1.
Well, you are in third place right now, Kerry, so good luck.
$25 money card, oh, please. Now.
No, right between them. Number four gets him.
It's a barbecue. Combo classic gas grill with casters for great barbecue flavor. Twin stainless steel burners, electronic ignition, 603 square inch cooking surface. Furnished by Charm Glow.
Nice, with well over $300, but it was not the money card he was looking for. Now, that wonderful stereo worth over $2,000 on the line as we finish up the match with the speed round, and may I have 60 seconds on the clock. Looking at the score, Richard in the lead at 50, Victoria question behind at 48, Carrie at 38 has a little catching up to do as we start the speed round. Now, what family of animals includes the Kodiak, Polar, Grizzly, Carrie?
Bears.
Right. Stanley Kubrick's critically acclaimed 1987 Vietnam War movie, Carrie?
Full Metal Jacket.
Right. In what southern state could you visit the capital city of Baton Rouge? Carrie?
Louisiana.
Right. What common dairy product is made by churning milk or cream? Carrie?
Butter.
Right. The British national flag is nicknamed the Union... Victoria?
Jack.
Right. According to the initials, what is your profession if you're a D.A.? Carrie?
District Attorney.
Right. What Academy Award-winning film starring Streep and Redford was based on a book by Isaac Kinison? Richard?
Out of Africa.
Right. The author whose bestsellers include Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and Dr. No is Ian... Carrie?
Fleming.
Right. What herb is known for its stimulating effect on our feline friends? Carrie?
Catnip.
Right. In a mining region, the main vein of ore is often called the mother... Carrie?
Lode.
Right. What U.S. president gave his name to the capital city of Wisconsin? Carrie?
Madison.
Right. For almost four decades, what European nation was ruled by General Francisco Franco? Carrie?
Spain.
Right. The Nobel Prize time is up, and a great speed round for Carrie for the win. And he knew it, too. That was a wonderful speed round with the champion. Back to Carrie in just a moment. First of all, we have to say goodbye to Richard and Victoria. Well, Richard, it turns out in retrospect it would have been a good idea to grab that trip to the Napa Valley. But we do have some nice parting gifts for you in the cash in front of you. Thank you for sharing it, your humor with us. That's
great
idea.
Time,
thank
and
you.
Your staff is just wonderful.
That's terrific. Good to hear. It's always
in fact,
nice.
I'm in love with one of them.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe we'll send him off to the Napa Valley. Victoria, you had a chance to pick up some cash, and you did it. $750. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Good luck. But today belongs again to our champion, Carrie. Congratulations.
Thank
I
you.
Think you're going to enjoy this beautiful stereo, Don.
Well, Carrie danced the night away with a special friend and a little mood music played on a superb stereo sound system. Features a powerful AM/FM receiver turntable, CD player with speakers and cabinet from Beverly Stereo Video. This prize is worth $2,392.
Very nice. We'll enjoy that. Now, Carrie tries for the second time to pick up some cash with the winner's big money game. Come on, Carrie. Well, that was a wonderful speed round. Congratulations. You were right bang on with that speed round. Come on up here. Let's hope your instincts are good now, because if they are, with this speed round, you can pick up winner's big money game, I should say. I hope it's going to be speedy for you. $6,000.
Yes.
Three envelopes, red, yellow, or blue. Which one do you want to play?
Blue, I believe, Jeff.
All right. Solve four puzzles in 20 seconds for $6,000. Clock starts when the first word of each puzzle is revealed. It stops when you hit that plunger to give me an answer. You have control over that plunger and stopping the clock. Good luck. May I have 20 seconds on the clock? You can see where the words come in there, and you're seeing them a lot faster than I can say them. Good luck. The first puzzle starts now. Sitcoms stars include Danson. Yes,
cheers.
That's right. Perlman, Allie, yes indeed. Right on the money with your first correct answer. 15 seconds. Stay on that pace. You need three more before the clock hits double zero. Let's look at the next puzzle. Now, state where Kate...
Yes? Massachusetts.
Cod, Lord's Choice. Wow. Took a big chance. What prompted you to take a chance so quickly on that?
I have no idea.
Well, it was a great chance to take, because at the halfway mark, you've got 12 seconds. That got you in good shape. Stay there for $6,000. Good luck now with this puzzle. Now, classic movie monster Boris. Yes?
Frankenstein.
Boris Karloff played Frankenstein, yeah. Yeah, when you took the chance on the Cape Cod, you could afford the luxury of waiting to be doubly sure. And now with 7 seconds, I think if you know it, you've got it. Good luck. For $6,000, that all-important puzzle starts now. Texas City, where Astro...
Yes,
you got it with 2 seconds left. Congratulations. $6,000 for Terry Phillips. Well, you missed $1,000 earlier, but this is not too bad.
No, this is not shabby at all.
We will be back with our champion, who is considerably richer after this commercial timeout. That was nice. That was nice. You took the chance on the one, and then you were home free.
If you knew them, you had it.
Good job.
I was just afraid you might mix like Kate Kelly, like Kate Kennedy or something like that. But logically, they don't try to fool you. And yeah, if you think Kate Cobb is going to come to mind, yeah.
Well played. Back with our champion, Terry Phillips, and again, congratulations. Great trip to New York. Stereo, the cash. Summer, what is that you've got there?
Richard gave this to me, and he gave it to every one of the ladies in the office.
Richard said he was a romantic, and he gave everybody. Well, now that you've won $6,000, Carrie, what can the girls expect from you tomorrow? She's stunned, isn't he? He'll be back with $17,744 on Talent's Entry. Bye for now. That's a speechless answer, didn't I?